This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome again to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, that is Radio Law Talk, other than the alien shows that are by far more interesting, more fun, and keep you awake at night. We will put you to sleep at night with, not our show, but with our...
Disclaimers.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. If you'd like to ask a question about a case, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We're not going to give you a legal opinion about a case.
Todd Kunin is an idiot. Don't quote him.
But...
Wait, did I say that out loud?
Oh, well, my inner monologue is over.
But if it's Christmas time or Thanksgiving or Hanukkah, and you're sitting around and the in-laws are at the table, you can quote us and say you're wrong.
We beat they.
That's exactly right. Here at Radio Law Talk, we talk about the they say. The they say is a famous saying that everybody goes, well, you know, you're not correct, Joey. They say, and then now you can counteract the they sayer at your dinner table and say, well, Todd Kunin and Fred Penny and Denise Dirks at Radio Law Talk said...
Or you could use Radio Law Talk as the they.
Yes. Oh, instead of they say, you could say Radio Law Talk.
I heard. They said. They said it.
So we're the new naysay.
We could be the they. We could be the I heard. We could be the rebuttal to that. It's a multifaceted thing.
The thing is, though, is if you say Todd Kunin, Fred Penny, and Denise Dirks, if you say that, be prepared for this comeback. Well, I wasn't going to believe you at the Todd Kunin or the Fred Penny, but when you mentioned Denise Dirks, okay, now there's probably credibility.
The room will fall silent.
Yes.
Actually, we do get mail that says,
right,
we love your show, but Denise is by far the most intelligent. And she's not here today, by the way. It's Todd Kunin, myself, Fred Penny, and our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter.
Yeah. El Stinko Hunter.
Cal, oh my gosh. Sometimes he's pushing buttons, and he's getting so old he can't figure out where the buttons are.
That is not
Which
true.
Button is this?
That is not true.
Congratulations on losing 44 pounds, Cal.
No.
Cal Hunter.
Oh, did I say 40?
Yeah,
it's only 20.
You see, you thought I wouldn't remember. I know how many I've lost.
Cal Hunter, the unfrozen caveman producer.
I know, right?
Oh, these buttons, sometimes they go so much, I just have to run off to the hills.
Well,
but one thing I do know.
Yeah. Well, when Ronald Reagan and I were children.
Yeah. No, we don't have our normal host. There's three of us that host us, Denise Dirks, who is the one that keeps the three amigos, the three stooges, the three little pigs, the three musketeers, the three boys under wraps. And so this show is, who knows where it's going. It'll probably go off the rails. It always does. But we have fun here. We talk about the law, but we usually talk about off-the-wall stuff. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, Todd.
For those of you that don't know always the... letters and what those go, or notice that, wait, radio has five letters and there's only four at the end. That's 855-529-7234.
And you may email anytime, info@radiolawtalk.com, because we get a lot of emails there, and we pass that information on and discuss it in either subsequent hours or episodes. So info@radiolawtalk.com.
Yeah, we thank a lot of great people. Dallas, a big station.
KBDT.
Sorry, I almost messed up. Big Talk Dallas carries us. We love Big Talk Dallas. They carry us. And again, always Amargosa Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Let's thank up in Northern California, Crack.
KRAC, 1370 AM. KDLF's 1490.
There you go, Cal. And thank them for carrying us. And guess what? We've got another news station carrying us. We have to thank them so much. WTYM 1380 AM and 107.3 FM. Now I'm going to say it right.
Go ahead.
No, just pause. Pause. Yeah, I want crickets. Okay, give me crickets, dang it.
Yeah,
well, give me crickets.
I didn't know that you were going to pause.
I know.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
Kidding. I blasted it, too. Kidding. I can't do it. Pennsylvania. Let's see. K-I-T-A-N. I-N-G. No, K-I-T-T-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Kittenham.
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 No, I-N-G. Kittenham.
Oh, Kittenham. Okay.
Kittenham.
Right.
I said I'm Kittenham.
I like cats.
Kittenham.
It sounds like Kittenham.
Kittenham.
I can do this.
Kitties. We'll have to go there.
Kittenham. I'm going to say it right.
We'll have to broadcast from there.
Thank you, Amargosa Valley.
Yes,
that carries
course.
Us, too. We love them, too.
But I like the Amargosa Valley.
Now we've got to have them say, I like Kittenham. What
Kittening.
Is it? Kittening. Yes. Well, Todd likes Kittening, too.
Well, you know what? He likes Kittenings, too. Kittening is, I looked it up. Listen to this. It is a beautiful place. It is gorgeous. It's like right on, it's right on the river, and it's got this cool bridge that I saw.
What part of Pennsylvania? East,
yes.
West,
yes.
North, South,
yes.
Central?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in Kittening. That's all you need to know.
And let me tell you, David Croyle is the GM there. He's got us on the air. Thank
you know what you have to do for Mr. Croyle?
What do I have to do?
You have to get a box of Ready Radio Law Talk. What do you call it? Swag?
Oh, we've got lots of swag.
Yeah, you got to send him a cup. You got to send him a couple of pens. You got to send him a t-shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah,
the
something.
Shirts.
Yeah, we have to.
Our shirts on the back say, "Who needs law school?"
Perfect. Yeah.
Radio Law Talk.
I think they should at least have one they could wear out in the street.
You know what? I want to thank Joe Sparra also. He's our affiliates relations guy.
Great guy.
He doesn't get enough love from us. He does to some degree, but thank you, Joe, for your hard work. But you know what? We've got a lot more stations coming on. It's constantly coming on.
Kittenning, Pennsylvania, 44 miles northeast of Pittsburgh along the east bank of the Allegheny River. For those of you thinking of sending us a globe for our geography, no worries, we have Google.
I was hoping it was on the Susquehanna. Ooh, how is that?
Uh-oh, we got called 855 Law Radio. It's the police from Pennsylvania calling us.
It's probably somebody from Kittenning going, how come it went dark?
That's exactly right. Hey, we're going to do what's called a case or no case. Those of you still listening to us or listening to us for the first time, case or no case, we talk about an actual case that our producer supposedly made up or it's a real case. And then we try to opine whether or not it's a case and what the outcome is. We get points for it. And it's so important. Cal Hunter, our three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner, producer's wife, is a phenomenal cook. And last year it was lemon bars. And this year it's her famous spaghetti.
Yes.
Let's see if we can get Chris's question in real quick, if that's all right with you guys. And then
right.
We'll do,
where's he calling from?
I don't know. Chris, you're calling locally, I guess, from California, right, Chris?
Hello, Chris, go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris. I lied about the break. I'm going to put you on early. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, no, we're just having fun, Chris.
You got about a minute, Chris, so get your question out, if you would, please.
My son is a New York resident, was in Texas last night, actually, this just happened, and he was in a bar where they have a mechanical bull. Someone removed the safety guard. They had him sign a waiver. He got on it, and he entangled his leg. Now they're claiming that his waiver protects them.
Ooh, everyone's pointing to me. Waiver. Hey, we'll take the.
That's good,
we'll answer it off the air. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, so every state is different. And let me tell you right now, you have to, and that's why we say be careful of listening to us because we can't give opinions as lawyers. I'm not barred in the state of Texas or, by the way, it's. Chip Evans is our lawyer in Texas that could opine on this. And I might even see if I can call him. Let's do this. I'm going to see if I can call and get him on the line. Let me call him. I think I know.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
we like.
He'll fit right in.
I know. We'll be right back. We try to call our Texas lawyer and see if he wants to answer the question. But I'm almost positive I know the answer. But we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. You too can join in just by calling the radio station, or actually, you should call the show 855 Law Radio. 855 Law Radio.
All that advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We had a great call from Chris in Texas. Apparently, a family member was riding one of those bulls. What do you call them?
The mechanical bull.
Mechanical bull.
Yep.
And it was somehow something went wrong with the bull, thrown off, injured. And the issue is they signed a waiver. Whether or not that waiver constitute something where they cannot sue because of that. Let me just throw the general rule people out there, and every state is different. And by the way, we have on the line our Texas lawyer in a second, and he's going to talk to us. But the general rule, and I generally do this for a living, I think, is
generally.
Generally. You can't make someone waive their rights to sue you from your own negligence. In other words, I'm going to be negligent and do something to really hurt you, but you signed a waiver. Generally speaking, that is a no-no.
And one fact also to add to this, I believe Chris said that the bar had removed a safety rail.
Correct, removed the safety guard. I think I classified it. Yeah, okay. Whatever that would be.
Okay, so now we have online our illustrious power lawyer friend, foe sometimes, and one of the greatest lawyers, in my opinion, in the state of Texas. He's based out of Austin. He has offices also in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I think San Antonio. Is that right, Chip?
Yes, Houston and San Antonio as well.
Okay, Chip Evans, thank you for joining us, Chip.
Thank you for having me, Fred.
Did you hear the scenario? Tell me about Texas. What do we, again, we don't give, quote, legal advice, but what
right.
we're doing is we're talking about the general law. Tell about the waiver laws in Texas.
So generally, we follow what's called the express negligence rule. And in order for a waiver to be valid, it has to have very specific language, which encompasses this express negligence rule. That's kind of like a half a semester in law school, so I'm not going to go into all of the specifics on that right now. But put it to you this way, most waivers don't do it. Most people get their waivers, you know, out of the form book or LegalZoom or something like that, and the waivers don't do it. Also, waivers typically will cover the normal things that will happen. For example, if you're going skydiving and they say everything can go right and you can still break your ankle when you land, they'll cover something like that. They typically will not be valid as to specific negligence unless that negligence is spelled out. Additionally, when you have the scenario that you're talking about where you have modifications made that make something less safe than it needs to be, I can easily bust those waivers. Yeah. What were the injuries in this situation? Mechanical bulls usually hurt people.
Yeah, we weren't really sure of exactly what they were. This was a fairly fresh incident. I believe he said it was last night, or fairly recent anyway.
And so. I think he said he hurt his leg, or he did some damage to his leg or knee or something like that.
Yeah, and basically they will also argue the other side, that is the individuals that own the business, will argue, well, it's an assumption of the risk. And that's another whole can of worms that they can argue that they get into.
I would say
in Texas we don't really have that. We follow more of a comparative negligence kind of scheme, and the assumption of the risk is sort of the old term on that. You have to specifically spell that out again.
But here's the other thing I just want to comment on, the assumption of risk. You have to assume that a guy going into the place, I'm not assuming the risk of this mechanical bull with the safety features taken off. That's not what I assumed.
No, you did not assume that they would jack it up and make it malfunction.
Right. Todd's got a question.
I'm a criminal defense attorney, so I don't really practice area law. But common sense tells me, at a very minimum, the only thing that I can really say on this is, to the guy who called in, Chris, I would never take advice from the entity that I could potentially be suing.
Is that who gave him the advice?
That's the guy
who said you signed the waiver. Sorry, pal.
Yeah. So good on Chris for at least picking up the phone to call, and I hope he's got enough information to realize that. He should peel this onion a little bit more than just relying on the advice from the bar that says, oh, we're good.
Yeah, Chip, I guess we're going to see each other in New York pretty soon, but we're going to see each other in New York. Chip is my, and we have a national firm that I'm part of that is a wonderful firm, and Chip is my my partner out in Texas, and he loves the Maryland guy who is, listen to this, the Maryland guy is a vegan to the nth degree, our lawyer, a wonderful PI lawyer, great lawyer that does all types of stuff, and Chip is all Texan, let me tell you. And when those two get together, I tell you, it was the funnest thing to watch Chip talking about his beef and him talking about the walnuts that he's eating, the guy.
When we have bets sometimes. Steve Heisler is his name, and yeah. Steve and I have bets sometimes, and on the bets, I always have to eat some kind of strange salad, and he always has to eat a chicken fried steak.
Now you're talking.
That's Texas.
Chip,
hey,
thanks.
Thanks, Chip. We'll talk to you
no
later.
No problem. Thanks for calling, guys.
All right. Bye. So that's Radio Law Talk. That's why we love Radio Law Talk. We have a good time here, but, you know, general topics of law, we can discuss. Now, again, those of you who call in, seek local counsel, talk to a local attorney that knows what they're doing, but I think Todd gave the best advice. Yeah, don't listen to the guys that you can potentially sue that say, hey, wait, you signed that waiver. All righty.
Yeah.
Let's go on to Jesse Smollett. Speaking of suing.
Are we going to do case or no case?
No. Okay. This is
our case or no case, double or nothing.
All right. So what we're going to do before we do the scenario,
which we'll have to do after the break now because we're getting a little tight on time, is we're going to find out how many points.
Okay.
Because remember, you've got a maximum of 5 that you can risk. And so, Todd, since you're the guy in the back position, you will get the opportunity to tell me how many points you want to put on the line for this. One example of case or no case. Yes,
but before that, really quick, we have new listeners. Tell them what case or no case is, Cal.
Okay, well, case or no case is where I come up with a scenario, whether legal, whether real or imagined, and I present it to these guys, and they get to tell me, A, if it's a case, and B, if it is, what the outcome is. And then we have points. They get 1 point if they get the case or no case right, and if it is a case and they get the penalty right, then they get another point. If they don't, they get 0 points. In this case, they're going to take the points they have in the bank and wager some of them against the answer.
And you can call it 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet it at Radio Law Talk what your answer is, and you can play along at home, and it's really fun. But go ahead. Are you going to double or nothing?
I'll tell you what. I am trailing by nearly double digits, Fred and Denise. So here's the acronym, G-B-O-G-H, go big or go home. I'm going to wager 5 to see if I can get 10.
Me too. We'll be right back.
You're doing 5-2?
5-2. Let's go for it.
Case or no case is coming up. Well, there's something on the line. Don't go away. Yay. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sending more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border and is considering a plan to release illegal aliens into sanctuary cities like San Francisco. where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lives. President Trump tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Now, edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh, my goodness. There is smoke pouring out the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
And President Trump tweeting above the video in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
That was for Denise, who is not here. No points for you. Because case or no case, Cal, roll it.
All right. I just want to remind you, a lot at risk here, because this is a potential 10-point swing. If you lose, when you put points at risk, you lose the points you put up. So here
now
we go.
It's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! And now, case or no case, for this hour of Radio Law Talk, I take you, if I may, to Eugene, Oregon, where a man there had apparently a bad habit or two, according to authorities. He was a rascally character who liked to get in fights with people. And then one Saturday, he decided to drive at 5 miles an hour to an Oregon State football game down at Autzen Stadium. I mean, all the way to his house, from his house in Eugene to the stadium, and apparently he lived out in the suburbs. It was 5 miles an hour, caused a massive traffic delay, but the man just didn't care. Police finally found the reason for the delay. They pulled the guy over. They arrested him. He asked to be released from custody as quickly as possible, and the police decided that his odd behavior made him eligible to be placed on a mental health hold pending a determination of mental competence. The police said his strange behavior habits merited a possible placement in a facility even, so he could get his head screwed back on straight. The man sought legal counsel on the matter, saying he was a weirdo, all right, but he was not crazy. And I'm not saying that to be pejorative to people with mental illness. I'm just asking you, case or no case. And Mr. Kunin, you put 5 points up. You're the guy that's trailing in this deal. Case or no case?
You know, the first question I have on this is, I get him traveling at 5 miles per hour.
It wasn't by traffic. It was his choice.
I know. Okay. He's traveling at 5 miles per hour, and they say that causes a traffic delay. And my thought is, they don't have anything more than a two-lane road?
put fights in bars and so on. It was a pretty aggressive fellow, apparently.
For those of you who are Van Halen fans, this is going to be, how does Todd get Van Halen into
there? Where's the record?
Or Sammy Hagar.
Love Sammy Hagar. But
I can't drive.
And this is a Sammy Hagar reference to the Sammy Hagar days of Van Halen. The first album released is 5150. Eddie Van Halen's home recording studio is 5150. And for those that don't know, 5150 is the health and safety code in California that allows for somebody to be taken into custody for a mental health evaluation.
And Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55.
Yes, or 5. Yes, so this is a legit. In California, it's 5150 of the code. And in Oregon, I would imagine they have something similar. I would be surprised if it was 5150. But I am going to say that because of this and because of his past history and the fact that he was driving the way that he was and they could point to no other source of impairment, that law enforcement, out of an abundance of caution, was justified in taking him in, and that he prevail, or that the law enforcement prevails on the viability of taking him into protective custody for mental health evaluation.
All right, for an MAT. So, Mr. Penny, what are your thoughts?
That's great. Okay? I love it when the criminal law lawyer goes first, yeah, and the personal injury lawyer guy has to go second, because I can just listen to what you say. But I do know one thing, that in most states, there are minimums that you have to drive. You can't just say, okay, it's 55 is the maximum, I'm going to drive 20.
Nope.
There, you can't do that, and there's certain rules and laws about that, and they can give you a ticket for going too slow, by the way, in most states. But I agree with Todd. There are, most states have laws where, you know, there's a mental health issue or there's some issues that the police feel that will harm themselves or others. They can take him into custody, and I'm dittoing him on this, and the police / government wins on that case.
Yes, Mr. Kennedy.
One correction I want to make to my answer. I said it was 5150, the health and safety code. I apologize. It is 5150 of the welfare and institutions code in California for those who are fact-checking my act.
And there's also a 647F, which is a similar thing, right?
647F is the penal code that's being basically drunk in public.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Notice you guys know all these, because, and Cal knows them because he's had those, and the marijuana things, he knows them all.
No, I would buy a new code book every year, because when I listened to the scanner when I was in the news biz, I wanted to know what they were talking
about. That's what they all say, Cal.
So, all right, the question is...
No, I'm just listening to... I just got the book because I'm listening to the scanner.
Well, what else am I going to tell her?
Okay, Cal.
All right, so now it's time for us to give the answer to case or no case.
Uh-oh.
For those of you who say this is a case...
We're raising our hands.
You're right, it is.
Yeah! God, we nailed it.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Now you'll want to hear the rest of the story.
Oh, no.
For those of you who say that the police prevail, may I see by a show of hands?
Oh, how did you do that?
So now, the court ruled that strange behavior is not even reason to detain or commit someone. They say there has to be the presumptive diagnosis of mental illness, or they have to be a clear danger to himself or others. And they said the 5-mile-an-hour thing was unsafe.
I said that.
But it wasn't a clear danger to other people. And so each of you will get no points, because the 2.5 you would have gotten, I'm sad to say, cancels out the other. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case. And now on to the rest of Radio Lata.
That is so fun. We were gaining points all 3 hours, but you know what? That's okay. Sometimes at least we didn't lose the 5.
Could have been worse. We could have lost the 5. You know, we were, Fred, you and I were talking about the correct pronunciation of our new affiliate. Now, Wikipedia, if it's on the internet, it has to be true.
Yes.
If it's on the internet, it has to be true. I'm looking at this here, and
That's a pun, by the way.
Yes. According to the pronunciation guide, it's Katanning. Katanning. So look, I looked up howtopronounce.com, and they said it one way, and now we're saying something different. We said Kittening at one point in time. Fred, we had a possible way to resolve this.
Yes, I think it's good that if someone calls us at 855 Law Radio from Katanning or Kittening or Katanning, it's 855-529-7234, and tells us how to pronounce it. They're getting a Radio Law Talk T-shirt,
and
that is a famous, and we will sign it for them.
You bet.
And you don't even have to go. If you don't want to be on the air, that's fine. Call in. Just tell Cal how it's pronounced, and then Cal can go ahead and give you the credit. So if you're skittish about being on the air, that's fine. We just want to make sure we get this right.
And if you don't want to do that, shame on you, because they're really cool T-shirts.
That's exactly right. And they say on the back, who needs? Actually, you can go to our Radio Law Talk website, and then you can see what the shirts look like. And they are just, they're valuable. Everybody wants one, and we don't give them out just to anybody. Do we? However, we did give them out to Bill at the Amargosa Valley.
We did.
A long time ago. Those of you who don't know, the Amargosa Valley
is a small area
not too far from Las Vegas, Nevada. And what's interesting is we said the same thing, and the phone rings, and it's Bill, and he said, because we said, no one's listening to us out there. It's a small town. And apparently, a lot of the town listens to us, including a house or building out there that we won't discuss, but they're wonderful people, and thank you for listening
to us. But their answering machine says, where their girls are out of this world.
There you go.
That's what it says.
And I think they have a casino out there that I understand probably
puts this
on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about, we got Jesse Smollett. Let's just really quickly say, Jesse Smollett, by the way, the city of Chicago officially wrote him a letter saying, pay us this amount.
About $130,000.
Yeah, $130,000 plus damages, exigent damages, which is like, you know, punishment, up to $300,000.
Yep.
He said no. They filed the lawsuit. So it's officially,
They're going after him, which might set a dangerous precedent going forward, but that's what they're going to try. They're going to try to get the money.
That's exactly right. But let's talk about this interesting one that just came down.
Gregory Craig. I'm sitting here thinking, boy, his parents must have been. We're going to call our son Greg Craig. All right, that's not going to be confusing at all. So Gregory Craig is a former White House counsel for the Obama administration, and this last Thursday he was charged by the Department of Justice for concealing information about work he did in 2012 for the Russia-aligned government of Ukraine. Now, for those of you that have been following the news and know the name Paul Manafort, Manafort was the former campaign manager for President Trump, got caught up in the Mueller investigation and was prosecuted and is potentially serving time for, not among other things, not registering as a foreign agent. Okay, so if you're going to lobby on behalf of a foreign agent, you have to register. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this. Manafort isn't the only one that got caught up in that.
Yeah, call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. We will continue with the program in just a moment.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're talking about Greg Craig, the former Obama and actually Clinton aide that's indicted, the first Democrat that's being indicted under the Mueller investigation.
Yes. And part of his involvement in this is back in 2012, he was actually working as a lawyer to assist Manafort in some stuff, and that's how he got caught up in this. So he also, despite having a tie to Obama and Clinton, he also has a tie to Manafort. And so the thing here is, and we've talked about this in the past, the fact here is, prior to the Mueller investigation, prosecutions based upon a failure to register as a foreign agent with the Department of Justice were few and far between, and the only two that had been filed, they lost. The
Since
government lost.
When? 1938.
Yeah, but now... Now it's a big deal. So the question that I have here is, why is it so important that somebody register as a foreign agent?
Especially, I mean, obviously it's a political climate, right? I mean,
yes.
Is this a political thing we're talking about, or is it really, have the needs really changed that much?
Well, no. I'm telling you, before it was, you forgot to file. It's like, I forgot to pay my utility bill. I'll just pay it next month. Generally, it was one of those deals. It was kind of more of an administrative thing, generally speaking. Again, 1938 is this law. Tell me how many times people have talked to foreign individuals or agents and represented them and did not file this or filed it late since 1938. You're not going to tell me two.
Oh, Oh, absolutely not.
Only two. And those two, by the way, like you said, they brought the case and they lost. The government brought it against them and the government lost.
So I think, I'm just going to opine here, but I think one of the reasons it's important to have the law is you always want to know in a representative government who your elected representatives are listening to and who those lobbyists represent. So if my elected representative is listening to lobbyists from big oil, I'm entitled to know that my representative listens to lobbyists and is passing stuff on behalf of big oil. The same is true with if it's a union or if it's something else. Well, I also want to know if my representative is listening to lobbyists who are lobbying on behalf of entities not part of our country.
Right.
I would just like to know that as part of a representative government, who my guy is listening to. Right?
But Greg Craig is arguing, and his lawyer is saying, I didn't need to in the first place, is one argument. And because who knows what type of filing, when he's supposed to file, because the issue is he's claiming the initial, went and talked to the government. Someone brought it to him.
He was just offering an advisory opinion,
right,
a legal opinion based upon something. He wasn't actually doing the lobbying. So we're kind of talking about two different things here. A,
right,
whether he's guilty of this, and B, why we have the law. I think the other reason why we'll see an increase in focus on this particular law is because while the issue about whether or not Trump colluded with Russia regarding the election appears to not have merit based upon the Mueller report, one thing that seems to be settled is that Russia did meddle in the election, or at least it's believed that that happened.
Right.
And so if you have an entity that is a foreign government meddling in something, as we call sacrosanct, as our election process, well, I think people want to know if others are lobbying on behalf of that entity. And because that happens, I think you'll see an increase in scrutiny. Right or wrong, I think that you'll see it because of that. And I also have an opinion about whether or not the United States sometimes is hypocritical in that, because we seem to be going around the world. President Bush had a policy of regime change.
That's exactly right.
We're going in, we change it everywhere. So.
And to me, it's nitpicky. And you know what? Let them go back and retroactively. And this is not a political thing, because I said the same thing about Manafort. I kind of jumped on. I said, really? Are you really doing this? And now, again, this is coming against the Democrat. But really? You're really doing this? He even said, the law firm even said, because they got paid to do this and give these legal opinions, that they said in exchange for an agreement to pay back the $4.6 million that they billed on the case, they would be allowed to retroactively register under the act. Okay, yeah, come on. Why are you still pushing this prosecution? Go after something that's more important.
Now, one thing about Craig is there's the issue about whether or not he failed to register. The other issue is about whether or not he was honest with the Department of Justice when he was interviewed.
True.
And
that's
so
another issue.
He is being charged with lying to the Justice Department. Now, if the lie, I don't know what the lie is, but if the lie is he says, I didn't have to register, when he did have to register, this could be getting down to whether or not he was required to register or not.
But technicality.
Yes.
Is it a technicality? Were they supposed to register or not? And he believed, well, I didn't believe I was supposed to under the scenario that what was going on.
Or
so,
did he avoid registering to avoid scrutiny? I mean, those are all questions, right?
I don't know. But I think that, don't forget, the standard is beyond a reasonable doubt. Everybody in the jury's got to agree. I think he's going to get off if he takes it to court. But it's going to be tough to find every single person saying that he did this.
Like with Michael Flynn, I think it really is going to boil down to how much leverage the government has and who he wants to protect as part of a plea deal.
Yep, that's exactly right. All right, I want to talk about Major League Baseball. I like baseball.
I love baseball.
This is the last one thing we want to talk about before we end our third hour. And by the way, if you want to listen to our podcast, it's at RadioLawTalk.com. And we have a lot of fun. It is a three-hour show, but it's okay if people pick us up 1 hour, 2 hour. We're fine with that because we just can't keep track of who's playing us when. So go back to our podcast and listen. But you know what? Apparently the Orioles and the Nationals are having a little bit of a tiff going on. I didn't know about this entire. I studied and reviewed this. Apparently there's a network, and I'm not in that area, called MASN that's owned mainly by the Orioles. And the Orioles, this is their television station or their television network that plays the Orioles. And what happens is the Nationals own a real small point, a percentage of the what is it called, MASN, and they get their, and they get some royalties off it and some payments. Now, the issue comes down to whether or not they have an argument as to who gets paid what, and they have an arbitration clause that says they have to take this thing to arbitration and determine whether who pays whoever what. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is, like, who cares? It goes to the judge. The judge says go back to arbitration. Big deal, right? Okay, that's what this whole thing's about. But the interesting thing is this little dispute about, hey, who's going to pay what money in this MASN? And the Orioles flat out just cut them off. Just shut the door. It's not paying them anything, at least as of the past few weeks. They're going before arbitration to argue whether or not they have to pay him anything. Now that there's the big argument, too, is whether or not the Major League Baseball has a financial interest in the Nationals. And that's what the Orioles are arguing also, that Major League Baseball has given them $25 million for a number of different things, including an advance prior to this legal wrangling going on.
You gotta remember,
I'm rambling, but I'm just trying to tell you.
You gotta remember one thing. The the Washington Nationals used to be the Montreal Expos.
Exactly.
And they were in some financial trouble, and they were actually taken over by Major League Baseball.
Right.
So they were operated by MLB before they moved down to Washington. So Major League Baseball may have a stake in this because of the prior ownership in the NBA. I believe the same thing happened with the Pelicans. The NBA stepped in, took control of the franchise. That happens sometimes when people get into financial hot water.
But the point is we're going to follow this and find out what's going on. But more importantly than that, at the end of our segments, we do an important thing called Quick Takes.
All right, so my quick take goes out to Kim Kardashian, and I'm going to say this. The quick take is an offer. Ms. Kardashian, if you want to be a lawyer, we have a spot for you on Radio Law Talk as a research intern. I would be happy to work with you.
Oh.
I'm sure you're listening.
Oh, pitching a little woo the Kardashians' way.
Is she single?
No.
Oh.
She's married to Kanye West, but hey, mine's just above board. I want to help her out in her career.
Yeah, plus she hasn't seen you yet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the best attribute a woman can have for a relationship with me is poor eyesight and a bad sense of smell.
That's exactly.
And now,
quick
Mr. Penny, your quick take.
Catanning. I said it right. Catanning.
We called the pizza shop in Catanny, Pennsylvania, and that's how it's properly
called. Catanning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. I now know our affiliate's name and the area that they're in. We appreciate everybody for joining us. Come back next week, 9 to noon Pacific Standard Time, Radio Law Talk. We're live.
Thanks, folks, for turning us on right here on your favorite radio station on RadioLawTalk.com. Wherever you are across these great United States, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great rest of your week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.